Your home for classic hits, 1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM. This is WILO, Frankfurt, Lebanon, Delphi.
When you think of diamonds, what comes to mind?
Getting engaged.
Your wedding day.
A favorite anniversary. Diamonds tend to be associated with special memories. The next time you hear the word diamonds, you need to think of Vierks Fine Jewelry.
At Vierks, we have the area's largest and finest selection featuring hundreds of in-stock certified diamonds, all shapes and sizes, and specializing in a carat and larger.
And our prices and quality will meet or exceed anyone's, from the mall, to the internet, to even New York's Diamond District.
And for true expertise, Vierks has Lafayette's only GIA graduate gemologist in residence, along with the area's only, and we do mean only, USPAP-compliant jewelry appraiser.
Let Vierks help make any occasion shine with the perfect diamond for your individual taste, style, and budget.
If you're serious about a diamond and serious about saving money, then you need to visit Vierks Fine Jewelry. Seriously.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette. Vierks.com.
Are you ready for a smoother ride? Head over to Big O Tires, the team you trust next to Parkies in Lebanon. Their expert team is dedicated to keeping you on the road with top quality tires and exceptional service. Schedule your appointment today for a hassle-free experience. Call Big O Tires in Lebanon today. And don't forget to check Big O Tires out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. And like manager John and owner Alan always say,
and don't forget, go Cowboys.
Come on, John.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Hey everyone, it's Rick from Freckles Graphics, Indiana's hottest graphic design, screen printing, embroidery, and promotional products company. But now we're new and improved with the addition of laser etching, embossing, and all your signage needs. We are officially your Swiss Army knife when it comes to all your marketing needs. Don't get burned by online empty promises. Get what you want, when you want, and how you want it with Freckles Graphics. Team up and take control of your apparel and marketing needs with a local company that puts you first. Freckles Graphics has a friendly staff, complete art department, and lightning fast turnaround. At Freckles Graphics, we're here to make you look good. So trust the pros at Freckles Graphics. Give us a call at 449-8463. That's 449-8463 or FrecklesGraphics.com.
We know you have choices, and at Encompass Credit Union, it's our commitment to community that sets us apart. Hi, I'm Matt Lambert, CEO of Encompass Credit Union. We offer a range of services with you in mind, from home banking to mobile banking on the go and e-statements for a greener approach. Plus, our card services makes managing your finances a breeze. At Encompass, we're not just a financial institution. We're your neighbors, your friends, your community. Ready to experience the difference? Visit EncompassCU.org today. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded, just like you.
Looking for reliable heating and cooling services? Look no further than Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, your independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. From residential and commercial services to generator maintenance and custom ductwork fabrication, they handle it all. Jim serves Clinton, Boone, and Carroll counties, including the nearby areas. Jim's is a family-owned business with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Call Jim's today at 765-601-1461.
Jim here from Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning. Remember, trusted service and local excellence.
Noah, where are we and what are all of these things?
Eli, we're at TC Trailers. Here at TC Trailers, they have all kinds of trailers, including utility trailers, enclosed and open trailers, haulers, and goosenecks. And if you can't find the trailer you want, they even do custom trailers.
What about people who want to look online?
They have that covered too at tc-trailers.com.
People need to see all these trailers.
Sure do. Just east of Frankfurt or online at tc-trailers.com.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Oh, yeah.
Little John Mellencamp on Thursday morning, bringing us back to the Party Line Show. Jan Sheridan with you. Glad to be with you. And glad to be in a small town. Although it's getting bigger, that's okay. But we appreciate all of our rurality. Is that a, I'm making up new words, but we love rural around here. We love our ag and economic development that comes from ag. So anyway, good thing. And we got great industry, so good folks, good people. Appreciate all of our great sponsors as well. TC Trailers and Compass Credit Union, Marshan's Window Tinting, Vierks Fine Jewelry, Ivy Tech Community College, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Big Deals, Freckles Graphics, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, BoonCountyDailyNews.com, CarrollCountyDailyNews.com, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, all bringing you the Party Line Show on this Thursday morning. Thank you for joining us as well. And we also want to thank Jason Forsyth joining us via telephone this morning. He's out there on the streets of Frankfort. It's a little wet this morning, Jason. How you doing?
Good. How about you, Shan?
Hey, hanging in there. And hey, I'm not complaining about the weather. We certainly could use the rain.
Yeah, I'll take 50s the rest of the year in the rain, I guess.
Yeah, we, you know, normally this time of the year when you start talking about precipitation, it could be the white stuff. And so, like you said, if it stays in that 50-60 range, we know we're going to get the wet stuff, and we'll take that all the time. So how things going? I know that you're in the process of leaf collection right now, a lot of that happening, and how's all that going?
Going well so far. We're over in the northwest quadrant, over around the radio station right now, that area, for a few days, and then we'll move a different quadrant. We started in the southeast. Actually started a little too early, I guess, this year. We always started in the southeast, and we just moved over into the northwest. So we'll be over there for a few days, and then we'll change direction, go someplace else, and always usually wind up back over in the southeast area before we wrap up for the year. So everything seems to be going okay. Our new machine's down for a couple days until we get a part in to get that back on, but we have two other older machines that I've been trying to get out as much as possible. So, yeah, going pretty well.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I'm looking at this. To me, it seems like there's not as many one reason I think we have all this wind we've had in the last 6 weeks or so, it just seems like, I know at my home, the trees have kind of been stripped from all the wind, and my leaves have been all over the place, mostly in other people's yards. So I guess that's a good thing if you're
exactly.
Me. But
yeah. Yeah, it's been the last week or so, everything's kind of fell pretty quick. Like here for a while, it wasn't doing much of anything. But I think we started like the 2nd or 3rd of November, something like that. So maybe a little bit sooner than we should have. But so there wasn't much out there. But here over the last week, things have really started to pick up for us. So yeah, not much left on the trees anymore. So.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Well, but it also, I start seeing all that barren, those barren trees. It just kind of reminds me, well, we know what's coming. So, but winter is a beautiful time in Indiana, and I'm not knocking it. I like the four seasons. And as long as we don't get, you know, caught with that, you know, those weeks of snow and just really cold weather, we've been very fortunate the last several years. So we really can't complain. I mean, we've been very fortunate. Well, speaking of all that, how's your salt? Is it ready to go? Are you guys still using salt, or is there some new technology out there on the roads that you're looking for ice and snow?
Yeah, we're just still with salt, untreated salt. Through the Crawfordsville District, we use the state QPA for that, and I order put our order in of 300 ton of salt that I can ask to be delivered shortly after January, is usually what I do, and they have those delivered and put it in the barn. We're in pretty good shape, like you said, with the light winter for the last couple of years. We're in pretty good shape in the salt area anyway, but if you have a bad one, it can take that pretty quick. So it's nice to have that extra in there in case you need it. But it'll be the 300 that I ordered probably in June or July. I'll call back and have them delivered, like I said, shortly after the first year when the budget comes back and we can pay for that salt. So we'll be bulking up here again probably in the next month and a half or so with another 300 tons. So in pretty good shape right now.
Yeah, you know, we think about ice and snow being, you know, what causes a lot of the slippery conditions. But really, right now, these can be some dangerous times because leaves can be pretty slick as well when you get that wet pavement, especially some of the newly paved roads. People need to be cautious, even if they see some leaves at a stop sign. I know folks, I know motorcyclists are really cautious about grass during the summer, but it's amazing how quickly you can lose control with something so small as a leaf.
Yeah, you got to be careful. And like you said, especially on the newly paved roads, we just finished paving here, you know, maybe a month ago, if not even that long. And yeah, you got to be careful, especially like you said, on motorcycles, especially on days like today when it's a little warmer, that you know you feel like you can get out on your motorcycle for one last time before the cold weather hits. So just definitely need to be careful. And obviously, you know, it is, like you said, leaf season, and there is a lot out on the road. Once people pile it up, it usually stays pretty well, especially once we get a little rain on top of it and they get a little heavier. But yeah, obviously, they're still blowing around, so we just need to be real careful.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of paving, you got a lot done this year. I mean, what roads are specific? I mean, I know anytime you get to go on a newly paved road, it's exciting. We have some new paved roads out by us, and I'm telling you, it's a difference between daylight and dark. I mean, it is you know, so nice. But unfortunately, sometimes people take advantage of that, and the speed increases a little bit. Do you deal with that sometimes with some newly paved roads? Folks kind of get a little more confident and a little heavier on the gas?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Scott probably gets a little busier, I guess, right now during that time, depending on where you're at.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, you know, but yeah, we did about 700,000 when it was all said and done in the city this year. We was able to do a little bit out in the TPA park that people will see when they start to go through the Festival of Lights here pretty soon at the park, and was able to hit some areas that needed to be done in there. But for the most part, everything was done out on the road. Some smaller sections, other larger sections of the city, but you know, Crescent Drive was one that comes to mind that really needed it from you know, their from Wabash or State Road 28 out going north on Crescent. That was a bad one that we needed to take care of, so we were able to get that done. So that was good, but yeah, I think we got a lot done. Was able, like I said, able to do a little bit in the park too, and like I said, the council was approved another $375,000 in next year's budget that we'll go after in January with Community Crossing. Hope to do, you know, another $750,000-$800,000 again next year. So we appreciate the mayor and the council appropriating that money in the budget for us to be able to go after those matching funds.
Yeah, I know this is a little off the street, but we got a new parking lot that's been paved now and was striped yesterday there downtown Frankfort. That's going to be a huge help to relieve some parking woes.
Yeah, that was nice. That was a great idea. And then city and the, you know, another good, you know, partnership, the city and the RDC to work together on that. And, you know, we'll be striping that pretty soon if it's not being striped today. I haven't been in downtown yet.
Oh, it's striped, brother. It's striped yesterday. Yeah, looks great.
And that those will be three-hour parking places from what I'm hearing. And we are going to make that a one-way, Shan, going north as you pull in, so we don't have traffic trying to pull in and pull out, same trying to go different direction things. I think that was a good idea. But that isn't posted yet, but that'll be what we're going to do.
Yeah, so, and I wanted to see if there was, like, on the alley there, because I know some people may just kind of come in off the alley. I mean, are there going to be any barricades or anything like that?
We won't put barricades. We'll put signage down there, let people know that it's just they'll have to go over to Columbia Street, basically. They can't come out onto to Washington. So because it'll be one way going north off of Washington into the lot. So I think that's the safest way to handle things. And the way that the lot's set up, it'll be it'll be much easier to pull in and out. So
right.
I think that's what we're looking at. We just haven't got those signs up yet.
It is angled parking, so okay. Well, of course, landscaping always helps too. You know, some little bushes or something around there. I mean, those are kind of things that makes it look a lot nicer too. So, it's going to be something. Instead of just a grass lot, it's certainly going to be something that we will be able to utilize, and hopefully some folks can be able to come downtown, do some shopping during the holiday season, and spend a couple 3 hours, and not worry about a ticket, and it being a very safe and a nice parking lot, and that's great. I think that's an awesome opportunity for the citizens of Frankfort. So
we'll also be redoing Slabby's, the parking lot next to Slabby's as well. Chan, that's on the list. I'm not sure if we'll be able to get to it before winter time hits. Crenshaw Paving was awarded the bid for both of those, and Brian always does a great job in the city for us, and he has a couple other things that he needs to do in Kokomo and out at ADM, I believe, and so he may not make it back to Slabby's before the springtime. Just depends on how long the weather stays good and the asphalt companies stay open, but we're hoping to get that one done again, too. That parking lot's obviously always been there, but it'll be nice to shape that up and make it look nice there next to Slabby. So.
Yeah, shout out to Brian, too. He did our church parking lot, and I mean, I tell you, they did a fantastic job. So I know they work well with you and the city, and hopefully that will get done. And I was blown away how quickly they did the Washington Street project. It was it was like, wow, they're striping it yesterday. I mean, I think they just paved it, now they're striping it. So it's a good deal there, and hopefully they'll get the Slabby's in, and it'll just be more opportunities for parking for the folks in the downtown area. And we've got businesses. I mean, we got another business coming downtown, another boutique coming downtown. So there's going to be some opportunities for more folks to have a place to park so that they can enjoy the businesses all around the square. And of course, you know, with the annex, the new annexation building, that's going to create more activity well, I think. So really looking beautiful downtown, and from the inside out, is moving from that square to the outside is some cool things. What are some other things that you guys are working on, Jason?
Like you said, we're getting prepared for winter. We're going to start getting in all the salt beds and the plows and things like that. We're slowly working on that. As far as personally, I'm the grant process for Mash Road opened up just a few days ago, so we're working on that, getting support letters for that, working with American Structure Point on the engineering side of it, design, things like that, to get moving forward on that. It closes December the 6th, I believe, so we got about a month to put everything together. So we're working on that, you know, obviously was working on that before it opened, but obviously working on it more so now, getting the interim part of the grant taken care of. And then we're also working on a HSIP grant to do all new warning red and yellow signage in the city, Shan. It's I think is massive for us. So we got a lot of stop signs that are in bad shape and need to be repaired, and we'll have a GIS system of all those new signage. It's about a $1.2 million project in that area, where the city covers 10% of that. It's a 90-10 versus an 80-20, which is great. So we're looking forward to working with Butler, Fairman, and Seifert on that to help us out in getting that through the finish line, hopefully, and getting all new signage here in the train. So two big grants there. One's about $7 million, and one's a little over $1 million. So, some big things going on in the city. You know, those are things that we should be starting to hear back from our Safe Streets for All grant that we applied for. It's about $250,000 grant that helps us go towards big projects like Mash Road and things like that. You can kind of copy and paste that Safe Streets for All to your grant to show that you are, you know, obviously a lot of those projects are highly safety driven. And so we're able to take that grant, use that money for things within that grant, but also for grants further down the road. So that's something that we're looking forward to hearing back from. We should hear something this month on that, which will be nice. And we're hoping to hear before the December 6th date for Mash Road, so we can utilize that, or at least let people know, hey, we've applied for it. And let them know, let the state know, we're obviously concerned about the safety of our people and our community. So,
yeah, I think the Mash Road project, huge to continue. That north side of it was done and just really made all the difference in the world, all the way down to the core. And now, being able to get that south side done, because especially with new housing additions and just the added traffic, you know, having those sidewalks, having those safe streets, having that width that's needed, you know, that really is a big project, and it's something that could make a huge difference.
Right. We have a lot more information now than we had last year, you know, on the Meadowbrook. I want to talk to the Community Schools of Frankfort about bus stop information. That'll be something that I'm interested in finding out what their plans are there, because that will need to go into this grant. But we've gotten a support letter from the Community Schools of Frankfort. Obviously, all of the department heads and the Corps, and you know, just all kinds of different community leadership people, teams to help us out through that. And you know, back in the last year, we didn't have as much information on Meadowbrook as obviously we do now. So you know, that'll be a nice thing to you know, feather in our cap, I believe, to help us get over the hump this year with that South Nash Road. And it's imperative that we finish Nash Road. You know, the 30-year comprehensive plan that Don's just kind of redoing a little bit now is going to include Kelly Road as an additional you know, project we'd like to tackle in the future. And but we got to get Nash Road finished first. And you know, once we do that, then we can break up Kelly Road into a couple separate projects. County's redoing the bridge there, so we'll have connectivity with sidewalks there that they've been able to put in for us. And the city's you know, working with them financially on that to make that happen. So, you know, it just all connects when it's all said and done. And a 30-year comprehensive plan has never really been project-specific. It's just like, well, we want to redo our roads. Okay, well, what roads do we want to redo? What roads do we need to look at? Imperative, you know, Kelly Road's one of them, obviously, going to the Green and Blue Green Meadows and Blue Ridge. You know, those are huge bus locations. They take that every day to those particular schools, and getting out to 39 and redoing some work there will be nice in the future. So that's kind of what we've been working on. You know, there's always, you know, the grant's one thing, but then you got to look to the future, obviously, as you well know in your business. So yeah. We need to just continue to put those things in place. So when those times come, we're available to connect to everything.
Yeah, my stint on the city plan and being in many of those meetings, you know, moving that instead of having a comprehensive plan that was basically the same year you're writing it, you know, moving it to a 2035 or moving it forward so that you know what do we want to look like in 2035? What do we want to look like in 2050? I think is imperative. It was extremely important, and I appreciate the vision and the leadership of the folks. And you're so right, Jason. It's not just about this kind of willy-nilly, broad stroke, broad brush where, well, we got to fix some roads. Well, what are those roads? And Kelly Road is a huge connector. And MASH and Kelly Road roads are really something that's going to be very impactful in the future of Frankfort. That southeast sector and quadrant, especially now that we've seen the Southridge Project 2 and now Meadowbrook. And let's talk a little bit about Meadowbrook. I mean, I know it's the FNK folks have done great work, and we applaud them all the time. But now they're getting ready to turn the I think they have turned the keys over to you now, pretty much. You guys are going to be in charge of maintaining and keeping it, and it's exciting. I've been through there several times during the construction, and I was just through there the other day taking some family folks, and they were just very impressed with the whole look of it. What say you about it?
Yeah, I feel the same way. Like I said, we've always talked. I've worked with FK in Southridge. I know the family well, and super people to work with, as you well know. But it looks amazing back there. I just want to touch on something real quick, and I'll get into the subdivision. But as you know, we put a three-way stop at that location now.
Right.
Hang on just a minute. But yeah, when I was out there looking at the intersection, I kind of pulled up in the subdivision facing Hoke Avenue and just kind of watched, and I probably had five or six cars in maybe a half hour. If I was there a half hour, maybe not even that. People either coming in to look at it or coming in to, you know, see about purchasing a lot. And you know, I heard the other day that five new homes are going to be built out there, spec homes here, fairly soon, which is going to be great. You know, the ones in Southridge sold fairly quickly, and I know there's been some people saying, well, I don't know if we'll... those homes will sell. Those homes will sell, and people need a place to live, and that will, you know, that division is going to be a nice addition to the city, and like I said, you can already see people in and out of there, which is one of the reasons why I went ahead and put that a three-way stop, because you were still having a little bit of construction coming out of there, but there is a lot of people going in there and looking around and coming back out, whether they're local people or people from out of town looking for a place or what, but they're definitely looking, and so excited to see that continue to move forward.
Yeah, I love the three-way stop. I was there right after you guys did it, I think it just makes sense regardless, because that curve, I always, for whatever reason, over the years, and I've lived here for 41 years, I want to turn my turn signal on the curve.
I don't know. Do the same. Don't worry. I do the same.
Like, okay, wait a minute. I know this is a curve, but now it makes more sense because it is a three-way, so I'm going to turn my turn signal at the stop sign. But I think just having those little nuances and helping direct people in the right direction. I think the stoplight at Hoke has been a big success. I love it. I take my grandson, I pick him up for ball practice. We run back and forth. I'm on the strip quite a bit. We call it the strip affectionately because that's what it was called for many years. But you know, I look at that, and just the traffic flow is so much better.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had complaints prior to that, Shan, and I don't know if you ever noticed when I had a double yellow painted, someone on the Maiden, someone on the Hoke there, because people cut that corner. Well, now, when they come up to where the stop sign sits, they have to stay on their side of the road and going both ways, because some people would cut the corner when they didn't have to stop, and it was dangerous. And the people that live there on the corner had some people get up in their yard a few times cutting it. Going east on Maiden off of Hoke, they were doing that, west off Maiden on Hoke.
Yeah, I saw Mr. Stock had to have a little straw in his yard there.
Yeah, and, you know, Dave and Darlene have contacted me several times, and I think this stop sign now will help with their problem because it will get people to the stop sign, and when they turn, they will be on their own side of the road versus on the other side of the road. And I know new things take a little time. It, you know, I watched it when we first put up the temporary signs before we got the signs put in for good. They, you know, people were learning, but for the most part, I think it's worked out well. I really haven't heard anything from Scott if there's any accidents there or anything like that. But I think it, like you said, it makes the area look nicer in my opinion too, and obviously a lot safer with all the traffic that at one point in time here soon is going to be coming out of that subdivision. So I just thought it was a good time to go ahead and do it now rather than later. That way everybody's used to it once the houses start to be built in there.
Oh, yeah, it's exciting. And to your point about the housing, I know it's coming up on 9:30, but to your point about the housing, we're in a program called Make My Move. We got a grant for that, and then the chamber is adding some money to that. And it is specifically for people that could work anywhere. They work remotely, they could live anywhere, and because they work on their own. And we have had 18 applicants so far, and wow, not one though has been able to make the move because they can't find a home.
And
most of these folks are, I mean, we had one person from Hawaii, one person from Oregon, one person from Washington, we've had a couple from Chicago, and you know, they have a little bit more of discretionary income because of what they do as a consultant, an attorney, a graphic designer. I mean, we've had several different backgrounds, but you know, they're looking for a place to live, and it's a challenge. So this is exciting, and once these spec homes get built, they'll be sold pretty quickly, I believe. So, and
yeah, no, I'm with you. Like I said, everybody thought Southridge wouldn't sell, and they're full. So
yeah, it's gone.
It didn't take long. It didn't take long.
No.
So people are looking for sure.
All right, brother. Hey, thank you. You're doing the Lord's work. Keep it up. Appreciate it. And we'll see you out there on the streets. Talk to you later. Jason Forsythe being with us, our street department director, superintendent